This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses time on the Wake Up Call. We are talking to Tiffany. Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning, Gavin.
Hi.
Good morning, Katie.
So you're on War of the Roses, so we're here to find out what's going on with your boyfriend, James. And do I have it right that he is only going to be a boyfriend for a little bit longer?
Yeah, that was the plan. We've been together over 3 years now, but we've been talking about getting engaged for like a year.
You're both planning together for the engagement ring, for the proposal. And that is why we are here at War of the Roses. It's why you think he's cheating, because he has been working overtime to save up for it. But something is fishy about the overtime. Tell us what that is.
To pay for the ring, he said that he was just going to get some overtime hours. And it's been taking quite a while. And I accidentally saw his bank statement on his desk and pretty low, so I don't know where all this money is going.
So we're going to get to the bottom of it. We're going to call him up. Katie's going to offer James some free roses. We'll see who he sends them to, and we'll see what he writes on the card. You'll be able to hear everything, and then we'll bring you in regardless of what he says, okay?
Okay.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with James, please?
Yeah, this is James.
Hi, James. This is Jasmine with, and I'm calling today with a special gift that we are offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long-stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Maybe you really just so I don't need to pay for anything.
Nope, it's just a promotion we're doing, and I won't be asking you for a credit card. Like I said, all we need to get started is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Oh, can you send it to Samantha?
Okay. And then before I get Samantha's address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Okay. To my special girl, see you soon.
Hi, James. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. That was actually Katie. And listening in this whole time is your girlfriend, Tiffany, because you are on War of the Roses, which is a relationship test to see if you are cheating. We offered you free roses. Hopefully you were going to write Tiffany. You did not. You sent them to some girl named Samantha. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Tiffany, you're back on. Are you there?
Who is Samantha?
What are you doing?
Who is that? Is that someone you're dating?
It's just someone I know from work. It's stupid. It doesn't...
I don't understand why you wouldn't have just broken up with me. And so now to find out all this time you've been working late, it's because you've been someone else instead of just having like the balls enough to just say, hey, listen, Tiff, it's not working out. I am so upset that you would do this to me, especially when we've been talking about getting married and Lee. Oh my God, James, I never want to see you again. I never want to talk to you again. I'm so disgusted. I'm so hurt. Well, I don't, I'm going. Gavin, I'm just going to go. I don't even want to hear what he has to say. It's not even like, hey, we're great, babe. It's like, no, let's talk about the next steps, and we're going to spend the rest of our lives together. And then meanwhile, I can't even. I'm so angry at you, James. I hate you. I hate you.
James, are you still there?
I'm here. I don't even know who I'm talking to, though.
So, what was the reason why this started?
The reason why what started?
So we're still going to go with that. Okay. All right. Well, what is the reason why you don't have any money for overtime that you've been putting in?
I don't know. I don't know about where I'm working, or like, I don't know if you're stalking me, or I don't even know who you are.
No. Tiffany told us that she saw that you've been working overtime, and that you...
Well, no, he's been telling her that he was working overtime.
Or telling
overtime,
yeah.
But
she noticed no extra money.
I don't know. You're trying to call me a liar now? I got investments.
Oh, my God.
Right?
All right. We're gonna let him go, Tiffany. Do you wanna hang on and talk to us? Maybe we can are you interested in betterhelp.com? Okay.
We can talk.
All right. It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.